This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Maddie Soto, 13-year-old little girl, just got done celebrating her 13th birthday with friends and family. And by the next morning, she was gone off of the face of this earth, murdered. Who did it? Why did they do it? How did they do it? Who knew about it? And when? Those are all of the questions that are being asked right now. Fingers being pointed very strongly at Stefan Stearns. This is the live-in boyfriend of her mother, Jen Soto. Looking there very closely because they found 2 years worth of sexual material on his device involving Maddie in their home in the bedroom that all three of them shared. Jen Soto not doing herself any favors during the missing portion of this while no one supposedly knew where she was. Those interviews, extremely questionable, contradictory. And I think many of us look at it and just say, those are just straight lies. Like, what is going on here? It's very confusing. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. When I saw those interviews, the Fox 35 and the Channel 9, it got my attention. It was one of the creepiest things I've seen and just mind-boggling as a parent to go, how are you talking about your kid like you're ordering Burger King? There was just no emotion to your daughter being missing and possibly dead.
Right, no emotion. And then also that the whole interruption with the howling,
yeah,
you know, screeching, whatever noise you want to say in the back and just kind of smirking like, oh. She's like, you know, I've heard different guesses as to what that was. No matter what it was, her whole reaction, her whole demeanor was suspect. But again, people do act differently. I always use as the litmus test, look at the reaction of the Petito parents when Gabby was merely missing.
Sure.
And I know there's a range, right? There's people that show that emotion, that show that anger, that show that sadness, that are so raw like them. And then others are more composed because they maybe have more hope. But this was just straight up. She didn't pass one litmus test. Her everything from the eye contact to the smirkiness to the lack of emotion. And then this is the main thing you look at, her words. Mm-hmm. Her words contradicted right and left. And then now to find out 2 years, almost 2 years, I think was what the law enforcement said, of sexual abuse. And this is after a factory reset, accidental, of the phone.
Yes, accidental. Who just factory resets their phone the day that you discover that, oh, the girl that you've been raping the last 2 years is dead? That's just factory reset the phone today. It's insane.
No, it is, Tony. And the needle is directly pointing at Stefan. There's no doubt, you know, based on his past activity with her. And they lived in this small apartment, shared a bedroom.
Yeah.
I am not believing that the mom just had no idea. And this is really based on case after case after case in these situations where the mom well knew what was happening. And I think she's covering for him.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.